Hello and welcome to CMO Moves. Today I'm excited to bring you something new. It is a series, and it's a series of 10-minute episodes, and there are 13 of them. So what is this series? It's actually what was recorded yesterday during the D&I Summit that included 13 incredible leaders who all picked a topic that was unique to them, and they interviewed each other. Now, I know 13 episodes sounds like a lot, but they are only about 10 minutes each. So if you have the time to fit it into your days, it would be great if you could try to listen to all 13 because each one is incredibly unique. And at the end of every one of the episodes, those speakers share three important actions for the industry to take so that we can all accelerate change together. In this session, Sarah Kate Ellis, the CEO and president of GLAAD, interviews Shelly Zales, the CEO of The Female Quotient. Their topic is around closing the gaps to create an equal workplace.
And now I have the wonderful and exciting task of inviting Shelly Zales, who is the Chief Executive Officer of The Female Quotient, to join me.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm very excited to be here with you.
Oh, what a treat. You know, it's so interesting. We usually travel around the world together and bump into each other in different continents and different states and different cities. But here we are now on Zoom all the time together.
I know. But you know what's amazing, Sarah, and I have to say this about you, is you always say yes, you know, and what we're seeing here today, thank you to Adweek and everyone joining and every amazing leader, is it's about the yes. And then how do we do this together? And so you and I have traveled the globe activating change in partnership. And I think that's where the magic is.
I completely agree with you. And I think yes to change is critical. So my first question for you is, what are you observing today that is concerning you regarding the continued advancement of D&I initiatives, especially for women, with a focus specifically on women? What are you seeing today? I'm reading quite a bit about it, and I'm curious your thoughts on this.
No, thanks, Sarah Kate. I think it's a really important question because, you know, one of the things that is very clear is today in this moment of crisis, yesterday and tomorrow, diversity, inclusivity, and most importantly, equality for all is a business imperative. So I believe that we are essential in business every single day. And what we're seeing, especially during COVID, is the gaps widening. You know, we've already had the gender and racial gaps in parity, policy, and pipeline across the board. We are seeing those gaps widen. And so if we don't create that conscious mindset of doing and activating the solutions for change with understanding that if we wait and watch, we will just continue to lag. Legacy runs faster than reality. Mm-hmm. And so for women in particular, you know, we talk a lot about the double bind. Mark talked about that. Sheryl Sandberg talks about the double bind. Not only do we have the double bind of inequity that is going on, but now, especially during COVID, we have that extra responsibility of caregiving and education on top of, you know, managing our life, including work. So we need to think about, especially as leaders, have that conscious mindset, understanding that if we don't activate change continuously, we will just widen that gap. And we know that all the reports that we have seen pre-COVID saying that it'll take over 257 years to realize gender equality, you know, especially equality in the wage gap, and over 118 years to realize gender parity in the C-suite, those numbers will continue to grow. And I don't think any of us are going to wait that long. I'd like to see us do that within 5 years. And as Mark brought up, let's close that door of the past and open a new one called equal everything, hire equal, pay equal, be equal.
I love that. And I think, you know, as we talk about how do we, you know, the COVID-19 has definitely shown a light on the inequalities in a faster way than you and I traveling around the world telling people could possibly do. So how do we build back better? How do we, what are the steps that companies can take right now, today, that help them build back better as and get rid of these gaps and put them in the history books?
Well, I think first of all, history is part of our challenge. If we just continue down the path, the textbook path of what was, we will certainly not, as you use the word build, I think that's a very important word. How do we not go back to a new normal? I mean, was the normal good? And so I think it's about creating, and that's an active process, creating a better normal. And I think that, you know, this is our opportunity to get rid of the junk in the trunk. I mean, let's just, you know, I am well known as a chief troublemaker, breaking the rules that make no sense and creating new ones. How do we bring forward the positives, the things we like, and how do we just get rid of the ones that didn't work? This is a good moment. We talk about this pause moment. I think this is an amazing opportunity moment to look at the things during this crisis that have led to some amazing innovation, creativity, access, mobility, equity. I mean, one of the things that I am seeing right now with the Zoom experience is that it's creating an inclusive, connected environment. You know, we talk about social distancing. I think we're physically distancing, but more socially connected than ever before. So let's not go back and let's not rewrite history. Let's create our future together and bring the best practices that we are realizing. When we let our heads get in the way, you know, that cognitive of what can't work, or we're so comfortable doing what we did before that we just keep perpetuating the same things that we know aren't working anymore. We just got to shut that door and open the new one and bring that forward and not lose the traction that we're gaining as far as advancing women and advancing equality. And it's what you and I did. I mean, when we went back to reopen the Pulse nightclub, it wasn't something that we talked about. It was something within 4 days we made happen. It wasn't that complicated. We decided together to create a memorial to celebrate, you know, love and eliminate hate. So we closed down the Pulse Club that was closed. We reopened and we had a gathering of all of us coming together and uniting with strength, with positivity, with proactivity and pushing forward. And it's doable if we make the conscious decision to push forward.
That's great. I love this creating and this building and these great words that you're using for where we're headed. I think you're right. I think there's this wonderful opportunity I find with my staff that there's a higher productivity right now that we're all working from home. And especially for those people who have children in the house. And the majority of that are women who are now in charge of teaching their children and running businesses. It, you know, there's this new level of flexibility that you're allowed to give people that isn't about punching a clock. And that gives people the ability to work when they can work. And it's a really fascinating study that I think we have a lot that we can learn from and take those tactics moving forward.
You know, it's interesting because at the World Economic Forum a couple of years ago, Arianna Huffington said to me, "I don't know why we do exit interviews. Everyone's gone." She said, "Why don't we do entry-level interviews?" And I started thinking, why don't we do life stage accommodation? Because at every stage of our lives, we have different needs. And if we truly want to attract and retain the best talent, not just the available talent, we need to accommodate. And what we're seeing during COVID, where, you know, we would rationalize, oh, it's not going to work for culture if everyone, you know, if we need everyone in one place. What we're seeing is it's working quite well and allowing people to bring their best selves to work, to thrive across all levels if we allow people the flexibility, the fluidity that they need, the accessibility if it's hard for people to travel from, you know, far to come to work. And so I think when we think about a culture, and not just using the words, let's create a culture of care, a culture of inclusivity, but let's walk the talk and deliver on that promise, because it's not complicated. It really is quite simple if we have that open mind to creating some of these new rules of the future of work, the future of workforce, the future of workplace. We have the power to make a difference.
I love that. And so in closing, do you have three actions? We only have a minute left because we were so into that conversation, that everybody can take from here.
I think one, and Antonio said this so well, it's you can't treasure what you can't measure. Create metrics that matter, and not for public reporting, for yourselves inside of your organization. Hold yourself accountable. We all have different starting points. There is no bad. There is no pointing fingers. Hold yourself accountable. Just make sure you're continuously pushing yourself forward and create guidelines or metrics that you feel proud of. And one day you're going to look back and say, wow, look how far we've come. So don't think you're going to get to, you know, the end in one fell swoop. Break them into steps and make sure if you didn't succeed on one step, don't go back. Just keep pushing forward. Zig when others zag. I think the other thing that we talk a lot about is the pipeline, filling the pipeline. We start 50-50. Now we're going to fall back a little bit, but we fall off at leadership levels. We start 50-50, end at about 17%. Let's not only fill the pipeline, but also map the pathway for success. Most women fall off in middle management, or what we call the messy middle. So pathway to success, very important. And as we said, life stage accommodations. If we truly want to have the best talent, the most passionate talent, people bringing their best selves to the table, which ultimately leads to business success on every level, across every metric. Let's accommodate everyone and make sure that everyone can have a complete life, which includes family, community, friends, themselves, as well as their careers.
Thank you so much, Sally.
Let's all celebrate LGBT the month of June together.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this very special and important edition of CMO Moves. I do hope you'll find time to tune into the other 12 segments that we have here posted for you. Also, please note that if D&I is important to you and to your organization and to your teams, we encourage you to also check out the new podcast on Adweek called D&I TBD. You can find D&I TBD on adweek.com or wherever you download your favorite podcast.